Welcome to Freedom of Mind. Y'all know the intro. Y'all know how it goes. Ray Will over here, L over here. We've been away from a little while, y'all, but we're back. So we talking about some always some interesting shit over here. You know, we got a little bit of a fan base. Hopefully that fan base come back and listen to us, check us out. Obviously we want a bigger, broader fan base to listen to what we got to say. We talk about a lot of interesting things. We're not the media, but you know, because we don't act like no damn media. That's for damn sure. We just a bunch of guys that's talking about some shit that, you know, a lot of people are interested in and talk about. So that's what that is. So in this case, yeah, we're talking about a little bit of you know, Olympic stuff going on or whatever. We're talking about, you know, latest news in hip hop, you know, particularly, you know, the whole DaBaby situation. You know, rappers sounding alike, that's been a late topic. That's pretty much that. You know, we're chiming in on that. We're going in, y'all. We're going in. What you got to say, yo?
Actually, nothing. I really don't got nothing really to say as much. Thank you to everybody listening in. You know what I'm saying? You already know who this is. Man, I just want to advise everybody to keep their head up. You know, 2021, we made it through 2020. If you want to get vaccinated, get vaccinated. I'm trying to be real PR right now. I don't know why, but smoke up if you have some. Fuck if you have a nut, and stay in tune for the show.
That's what it is, y'all. That's what it is. Let's get it. Hey y'all, we ain't been on in a while. Here with the little bro. I don't know what the hell to call him. He got all these different damn names. But you know, Ray Will is up in here, you know. What do you go by now? You still go by you know, that other name?
I mean, my audience and everything, they know me as L for short, but you know, I got many names, you know what I'm saying? I'm like Sean John, you know, so I just got many names, but you know, whoever out there in the audience want to write or whatever, y'all can call me L. That's cool.
Yeah. So L. So yeah. So let's dive into it, man. There's a lot of little stuff going on. There's a lot of stuff that happened since our last episode, which has been, you know, what, I don't know, 3 months or something like that. Yeah, this Olympic stuff going on or whatever. Like, you know, we got Shikari Richardson going on and that whole ban from weed and all that, which, you know, obviously I think that's ridiculous. But yeah, you know, it's a rule. Rule is a rule. You know, how I look at, you know, people should already know how I look at things, man. I do like pretty much like process of elimination, so to speak, where, all right, well, you know, what's the reasons behind this? What inspires this, you know? But first and foremost, you know, she fucked up. She shouldn't have been smoking weed, but I understand, you know, her mom's, I think, passed away. I understand. But see, people say that life is about making money and being successful. To me, life is about being happy. And yeah, we can delve into, well, you know, she needed to be happy and she needed to cope her stress by, you know, just trying to find a way to recover, you know, from the tragedy that she went through, you know? But ultimately, happiness is what, to me, what life is all about. You know, you can have all the money and all that and stuff, but hell, what the hell are you gonna do with it? You got a whole big mountain stack of money and it's just sitting there. So you happy? No, you got to do something with the money. Like, what are you going to do with the money? You're going to do things with the money that's going to try to make you happy. So, I mean, and then you are, and it's probably easy for me to say that, you know, I don't have money like that. You know, I'm a, you know, virtually pretty much broke, you know, according to the economy, you know what I'm saying? You know, so it's easy for me to say that, you know, because I don't have a whole lot of money like that, I guess, you know, you want to think of it that way, but. No, seriously, you know, what makes you happy? You know, at the end of the day, now the rules need to change. Like, that's retarded, you know, like, oh, you know, the whole marijuana thing. Listen to me, a lot of people smoke marijuana. Let's just keep it all the way 100. I wonder how many motherfucking, first of all, how many politicians smoke weed? You know, and then the fact, yeah, Obama didn't shy away from it. You know, Clinton didn't want to admit it, but Obama did. He was like, fuck it, I did. Shit, you know, it is what it is. He probably do. He looked like he smoked weed. He definitely smoked cigars. And, you know, he probably put a little marijuana up in the cigars. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the whole coke, you know, would, I don't know, just to feel good. You know what I'm saying? And that's the cheapest substance you could think of that's effective, that don't fuck you all up or whatever, that can make you feel good. Oh, you know that. You know, not the NFL, probably NHL, MLB, all of them. MLS, soccer leagues, and, you know, all across the world and all that or whatever. There's nothing wrong with it. And then if you want to delve into that, I think that the help of minorities help shape that image, man, because for a while, you know, like, weed was looked at as something that was negative. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, it's negative, it's a drug and all this or whatever. Minorities didn't give a fuck, you know, up in the streets, chilling or whatever, smoking weed. It was nothing, you know what I'm saying? It's just weed. You know what I'm saying? It hit the suburban kids or whatever, and then it became acceptable, and or began to become acceptable and all that or whatever. The image became more positive, and then it definitely became more positive or whatever, you know, after corporate America got their hands on it into it or whatever. And, you know, I got a personal problem with that, but that's a whole nother story. But anyhow, hey, she wanted to be happy. She wanted to be as happy as she could. I'm not to say that I was going to make her happy coping with her family like that, but she wanted to be as happy as she possibly could. That's all I'm getting to. All this judging or whatever, I think a lot of the judging is coming from just the fact that she's black. And, you know, the way that the media covered the story, I mean, they hated it. Like, they couldn't wait for this shit to happen. They're like, yes, black person fucked up again. Yeah, we love it. Let's get this going, you know what I'm saying? And other little reasons or whatever, but, and then you're like, well, Ray, you know, why you want to play the victim? I'm not playing the victim. That's some made up bullshit just to, you know, keep you from telling the truth. It's kind of like a distraction. You know what I'm saying? No, this is the truth. You know what I'm saying? I just think that it's bullshit. They need to take that shit away. You know, like that whole shit or whatever, they allow a man, literally a born male, to go out and compete against females, born females, and, you know, fighting and all that or whatever in the Olympics. But that's a fucking male. You know, I don't want to get all into that and offend nobody or whatever. We're going to get to that talk a little bit later on with the whole LGBT. Listen, that's another thing. You know, when Michael Phelps do something, listen, when white people do something, the media, they take a little while, and they got like a different approach to how they report it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, we find out years later or months later, oh, Michael Phelps has been suspended. Well, wait a minute. You know, this shit happened months ago. Why didn't y'all cover it? This sister, I mean, before the sister even got banned, she could be banned, you know, for having marijuana in her system. I mean, they could not wait. I mean, it was ridiculous. They just could not wait. And like I say, they be using us. Y'all can go ahead and do all of y'all little dirt while they sit up here and use our asses whenever anything is negative. That's what the fuck they do. You know what I'm saying? So that's all the little shit, little gang plan and all that or whatever that white supremacy be doing. And, you know, that's just what it is. What you got to say, y'all?
I agree with Ray, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we don't know what most people are going through. We don't know why they use certain drugs as recreation or recreational use, but let's put that into mind, right? Recreational use. You act like a sister went and ran, you know, 820 or something after that. You know, she was at home, you know, going through a lot of depression, whatever the case may be, with her mother, you know, what she was going through with that. You know, everybody every now and again needs to relieve that stress. Athletes, you know, sometimes have it the worst, right? They got a mad pressure on them.
They got to deal with the pain. They got to deal with all that hard work.
The pain, all the hard work that they have to put in, and then all eyes on them. You know what I'm saying? So she was up for the Olympics and all that stuff. You know, the weight of this world is hard to carry, as I always say. But you can't get on somebody, especially for something being as medical use as that drug can be. See, marijuana can be used for a lot of stuff, between glaucoma, between helping most people that have, you know, dietary issues, between, like, it's a recreational drug that can be used, you know, to a good use. It's not like she was over here taking hormones or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? So I think what they did, or how they try to shun that sister, whatever the case may be, it's fucked up, because a lot of things that she contributed, especially to being a pro athlete, a professional runner that takes running so seriously, like, she probably runs like 10 miles to 15 miles a week. You mean, you don't know the time and dedication that this sister puts in. So, I mean, shout out to Shorty, man. Keep your head up, you know what I'm saying? And we got to do better as a society, man. Let's shun out the people that actually do things that will, in a sense, is illegal to the sport, right? In the sense that don't put their full passion in, like Shikari did, or like all these other pro athletes that really put their passion in, like, you know, we could say Ali or Mayweather or whatever the case may be. But you know what I'm saying? These athletes that Kobe, LeBron James, MJ, most of these athletes that really put their heart and soul into the game, and, you know, they train hard. Let's shine the light on the good things instead of the bad, or the good people that utilize the sport in a good way. I mean, you got most athletes that cheat their way through. You got most athletes that use performance enhancing drugs and all that other shit just to cheat their way through. You know what I'm saying? So we need to be better. You know, we as a society need to be better, and really need to think about, you know, the facts before we speak. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Shikari, man. Keep your head up, Shorty.
Definitely keep your head up. But I think there was some opportunities that you kind of brought that up, whatever you're talking about. Yeah.
Shout out to Ye, man. You know what I'm saying? Kanye West. One of the greatest, you know. Donda album should be dropping soon. I had a chance to, you know, listen to the album at that listening party that was in Atlanta. That was cool. You know what I'm saying? You know, the mask thing is a little bit crazy. Motherfucker had a full pantyhose on his head, all covered up. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, looking at Kim all day, that shit would do that to you. You know what I'm saying? So,
Shout out to Kanye.
He doing big things. He has a collab with Jay-Z. I'm glad that they got back together. But one thing about Kanye is, when he was revealing the Donda album, he put Shikari in the commercial. It was Kanye, the only brother that could do this. He has a deal with Adidas, but still put Nikes in the commercial. And Shikari was in there. She was running, and there was a song in the background that is gonna be on the Donda album with one of newest artist, Vory. Shout out to Vory, man. He's part of Dream Chasers with Meek Mill and everything. Real young, talented brother. He got like a Caribbean feel to him. I think the song, all the songs, the track list is going to be phenomenal. But shout out to Kanye really doing that. You know, it was during the time when a lot of bad press was around for the sister. So shout out to Kanye for doing that, man. But you got to take the panties off.
Yeah, you know, I didn't catch that that event. You know, I didn't even know about it, you know, but you know, hey, yeah, Kanye is doing his thing, not mad at the brother.
It's being in Wyoming, you know what I'm saying? He got a ranch in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, you know, I think Kim Kardashian left him hanging. I think I said that last time on here. I'm pretty sure you heard me say that. Like, she left her brother hanging. I mean, I know he got the little mental, I guess, a mental illness going on or whatever, but she left him so fast. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a hop, skip, and jump. Like, she probably didn't already had everything, you know, packed and all that, and she was already ready to go. And then she was like, oh, you know, we need to break up. Like, you know, I don't know. I don't know how it went down. You know, I don't know. You know, I don't know. But it's like, man, you know, she kind of left the brother hanging. And at the same time or whatever, I guess Kanye could be a little bit more black now. You know what I'm saying? Like, now he going around, you know, saying, giving shout outs to Shikari and all that over there. So I guess he's black again. So I don't know. You know, the brother, you know, the brother doing his thing. But yeah, it's dedicated to his mom. So that's pretty cool. You know, that's probably the only black lady he could probably really love. So, but yeah, you know, no doubt, man. Yeah, he definitely all the weed he can get, but you know what I'm saying? And then he going through this divorce and all that or whatever. Hey man, smoke out, man. We're in your ranch in Wyoming or whatever it is. Is it? Hey man, you know, I'm pretty sure sort of beats is on point, man. You know, the rapping, I kind of just blur out or whatever whenever I do listen to Kanye, because his rapping is okay. But you know, he doing his thing though, man. But so what was another thing we was gonna talk about, man? Let me look. Go ahead.
While we on music, man, first and foremost, RP.
Oh yeah, let's talk about a little bit of hip hop.
Pop Smoke, Faith just dropped. It was an album that they really, you know, put together a few of the tracks that he made while he was still alive, man. One thing about that young brother, man, shout out to New York, shout out to the Wu out there, you know what I'm saying? Pop Smoke. He died out there in LA. You know, fatal home breaking or whatever. Brother was what, 18 or 19? Only gave us one good.
He was that young.
Yeah,
that young.
Yeah.
Wow.
Brother, you know, passed away with one album, you know what I'm saying? Like Biggie, you know, and he was, in a sense, another New York Biggie, because he brought out a sound that, okay, so the drill sound really comes from the UK. Shout out to London. And then Chicago, you know, made their own thing with it. And then now New York has their own thing with it. You know, I'm from Boston, so I understand the whole East Coast sound and shit, but Pop really made that come out to where so many motherfuckers is jacking it now, you know? And the thing with Pop was he had like this smooth sound where it kind of brought, you know, vibes of like 50 Cent. And 50 Cent recorded with him a lot of times. 50 Cent was a really close mentor to the young kid, you know. And the thing with his album that just came out, a lot of people had mixed reviews. I mean, you got to understand, with some of the tracks they put together, Pop was a dedicated artist. So that's how his voice really stands out versus everybody else that's in the game, because he put so much time into tracks. That's why all of the tracks that are on this album sound like, you know, he only had them half finished, so they had to just put on another verse or somebody else to get on the album. You know what I'm saying? And this is what, his second, you know, second album out there. So shout out to Pop Smoke, man. RIP, man. That's a shame. I think, yeah, he had to be 19 when he passed away. So, or when he was killed. So RIP to Pop, man. We lost you too soon, man. Faith came out, and then whose other album? I know Tyler the Creator dropped. We have a few new ones, like who else dropped?
I don't know.
Tell me. Tyler the Creator.
I tell whoever fucks me.
Go ahead.
I don't know what's been out, but I tell you what is out. And
J. Cole.
Oh yeah, that came out. Yeah, J. Cole, I fucked with that. Man, I didn't play that album out. Man, I played that album out the first week it came out, man. That's one of the hottest, best albums of the year already, hands down. You know, I don't know when that Big Sean came out or whatever, but it came out last year. Yeah, I still fucked with that album. I ain't gonna lie, I still fucked with that album as well.
Drake's album's coming out soon.
That'd be pretty cool, man. I heard Kendrick was in the studio. I don't know, I heard some little rumors about that. That'd be pretty cool if he dropped before the end of the year. But damn, what was I gonna say? God damn it. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I tell you who's hot. I tell you that. Those cats from Buffalo, man. Those cats is hot, bro.
You talking about Griselda.
Oh yeah, man.
Griselda. Benny.
No doubt. Benny the Butcher, album. Boy. Oh, and Conway. Conway the Machine, boy. Oh man. Oh man. That's a real hip hop treat. You know, it's every now and then there's some guys that can kind of save the day. You know, all this trash that's out nowadays, and you got some guys that can kind of like level some things out or whatever. I be telling everybody, and they don't see it, or they don't see it or whatever, but Dej Loaf is she is the pioneer of this new generation. You can say all the other little stuff or whatever, what's that name of that crash, whatever that Pop Smoke, you explained his flow. What's it called again, you said?
It's New York Drill.
Drill, okay, all right, so listen to me. That little shit that Dej Loaf came off as, like, I don't know, maybe you know all the little young generation or whatever better than me, maybe there's somebody else who came out before her with that sound, but that little style, that song that she came out with, you don't want no problems, fuck around. What's the name of that song?
Try Me.
Try Me came out, and listen, when Try Me came out, I've never heard anything like that before. It is very creative to me. Like, no, she wasn't spitting. She don't have flows like that, but so does, you know, Kanye West. Kanye West ain't got no flows like that, and people worship him, but she came out with this style, you know, with the notes, with the variations. It was just different. And then I hear a lot of that, and oh yeah, she fine as hell. And then it's a lot of cats who came out after her, male and female, especially a lot of males, that came out and they give you a portion or something from that style she came up with based off of just that song. So I hear it a lot. Like, I hear that, I hear guys and they do the, that's the same notes that Dej Loaf hit on that song. You know, she's a female, obviously she can't go that low, but the notes are the same, because you got difference between tone and notes. Her tone obviously is more soprano. The average woman singing notes or singing voice is soprano. The average male singing voice is going to be more of tenor. That's just natural. That's just how it is for the most part, you know. So, you know, you got a guy and he's hitting a tenor, like if I was like a choir director and I'm like, Dej, okay, hit your note, and then, well, she hit her nose, and then you hit your nose, that's the same goddamn note. Where the fuck did you get that from? You got it from Dej Loaf. It's time to get that sister props. That's how I look at it. But maybe L can think of somebody who came up with that style. I don't know, but because I don't keep up with it like that, because it moves at the speed of light. So, hey, you object.
First and foremost, shout out to Shady Records, you know what I'm saying, for backing Griselda when he did. And they was on Shady Records for a while. So, shout out to Shady Records and shit, you know. Speaking of Detroit has their own style, their own flow, between T Grizzly, between Royce da 5, between OB Trice, D12, how they were back then. Detroit has their own sound, and with Dej, when she came out, I believe that was around like 2012, 2013, 20, you know, around that era. Yeah, you could definitely tell there's a few girls that do the same similar style, like a Coyle Ray, or maybe even a few cats that over, you know, crowd their music with auto-tune. I wouldn't say it was directly because of her. She does have a unique style in her own way that most cats did bite off of it. But you got to look at the major influences after her too. We talking about, like, most of these kids out here, they like the Chief Keefs, the Chicago way of music. Chicago way of music was auto-tune and drill and all that other stuff. Lil Durk came out with L's Anthem before I think even before Dej had that shit.
I don't know.
So
let's get there. Hold up. When did that come out?
L's Anthem, I think, came out 2012, I want to say.
But how does he sound?
He had the auto-tune on that shit.
Okay, a lot of cats use auto-tune, but what the notes?
The notes wasn't similar.
The variations. So
you're talking about melodic flow then. Melodic flow, I mean that.
But with her, no. Okay, you're talking about a concept.
Me, I'm talking about specifically the notes that she hits. I'm getting down to the science of it.
There's only a few shorties that I know that kind of hit that note, and then there's a few dudes that try to hit that note. It's really that whole melodic flow, and that melodic flow, that melodic sound, like how the Try Me's and stuff came about with the Fetty Waps. Fetty Wap didn't even have a melodic sound. Fetty Wap was just his own style. That's what makes Fetty Wap so unique. Shout out to Jersey. It could even go back to Drake. Drake was singing in his raps way before and used auto-tune.
That guy right know? There, obviously, I hear a lot of guys in Drake. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
There's a lot of people that use auto-tune. Wayne used auto-tune back then. Young Thug used auto-tune.
Wayne didn't even have to use that. I mean, Wayne's voice, period. That raspy shit that he had going on.
Kanye used auto-tune.
I mean, you know, you're talking about this auto-tune.
It really, to be honest,
like the father of
that melodic shit. That melodic shit.
Of these guys.
That melodic shit for this generation goes all the way back to a T-Pain.
Bruh, see.
If you look at it.
Listen. That, you keep talking about, hold up, my bad. He keep talking about melodic, okay, but
that was that style for that song.
But the notes that she see, I haven't read music in so long, and then when I did read music, I read bass clef, you know, back in my high school band days. But I can't think of that note. I don't know if it's a flat note, a minor, or whatever. But it's that one specific note, and then I hear that same fucking note, and then the way that she hits that note. Exactly the same on other cats' music. I can't, you know, I had to come back at you, but
like, okay, a Little Nas X.
I'm only familiar with like maybe like two songs by that young brother, but
his melodic flow, is it like the same note or what?
I couldn't tell you that.
Lil Baby.
I hear a little bit of Lil Baby. I hear little Dej Loaf a little bit, Lil Baby.
Lil Durk.
Not too familiar with Lil Durk, but Lil Durk sound like Lil Baby, and all them sound alike to me. That's the thing. When you listen to them constantly, all the time, you can notice the difference with them. But if you kind of just listen to them here and there, you know, like me, it's like, damn, they sound the same. And then also, when you do listen to them, you know, saying you accept it more. You know, you was like, you know, so you may be a little biased, you know, and you might be a little bit, you know, you might offend them, justify them a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? If you know what I mean. So, you know, not to put them down. They're doing anything. They're very successful. But it's like all your cats sound the same.
The thing with pop, he has like that vibe, like 50 Cent.
Right. And then I hear a mixture of 50 Cent and Drake with Pop Smoke.
Yeah. So it's like. His shit was mad different. Like he coming out like a
2000 Ja or, you know, 50 Cent around that era, you know. Bad, you know, compilation, because they had, you know, their thing, Fifth and Ja. But I mean, that's what set this young brother so far apart from the rest, like the Lil Babies, the Da Babies, and all that shit.
With him, it was more like, to me, he was more of a singer. But he did it in like a rhythmic way, so he was like a crossover, you know. He was kind of like a, you know, like one of those crossover vehicles, you know what I'm saying? I honestly, you got to go way back to like Domino, you know what I'm saying? Auto-tune. So yeah. His style is not really based off auto-tune to me. It's really based off of a style. It's like crossover. It's like singing and kind of rapping. You know what I'm saying? So it's like maybe a little bit of R. Kelly-ish, maybe a little bit Domino-ish. You know, if you don't remember that song Sweet Potato Pie, you know what I'm saying? He was kind of like singing and rapping at the same time. And then, you know, maybe a little bit of TQ. You feel what I'm saying? Right, you know, it's another one I had in my mind.
R. Kelly had crossover mixes like Ignition.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Step in the Name of Love.
Yeah.
I mean, R. Kelly is a major influence, no doubt. What that brother did.
Because, you know, he wanted that hip-hop sound, but at the same time, stay R&B. You know what I'm saying? He's an R&B guy, but don't get it twisted. Like, he not a softy. You know, so, you know, he got this reputation or whatever. I'm sorry, man. I'm a huge fan of his brother, but everybody pick on him. But Eric Benet, you know what I'm saying? Not no Eric Benet type of brother. Hey, man, I didn't mean to go there. You know, Eric Benet, I'm a bigger fan of Eric Benet than I am R. Kelly. Eric Benet is extremely talented. That brother makes great music. But anyhow, so, and Eric Benet's not soft. He's just, his style is smooth. You know what I'm saying? It's that kind of, it's finesse. Finesse, how about that, right? So you got Patrick Ewing versus Shaq. You know what I'm saying? Finesse versus power. But anyway, so R. Kelly was right in the middle. You know what I'm saying? So, crossover at times. So that's what I see with Pop's, well, you know, what I saw with Pop Smoke or whatever. And I like the fact that he was trying to be different. He was trying to create his own, well, he did create his own little kind of little sound. He wanted to stand out. And that's the name of the game, man. You know, like, cats is afraid. You know, he didn't have that fear. Cats is afraid. And then you could be like, well, Ray, you know, they're making money still. But yeah, they are, but they can make even more money. They can sell even more records. Absolutely. So, like watching the Ray Charles movie, and his executive producer was telling me, "Hey, you want to think pennies, you're gonna get pennies. If you think dollars, you're gonna get dollars. If you think dollars, you can get dollars." You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's whatever your mindset is. You know what I'm saying? What you reaching for? And you got these cats. They just looking at pennies. You know what I'm saying? And then like I say, the fear is in there, man. You know. Of really being creative. And you got a lot of these guys, whatever, they come from just a street background. It's just a bunch of youngsters who's just trying to make money. I'm not mad at that. But
back then it used to be like, yo, I want to compete with you. You know what I'm saying? Back then it used to be like, yo, I'm trying to compete with you. I'm trying to be different. That's why you have the Mos Defs. That's why you have the Wu-Tangs. That's why you have the Biggies. That's why you have the Pacs. You know what I'm saying? There was only one of those. It was only one Old Dirty Bastard. There was only one Pop. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's like, to be different just feels better. It feels better because, like, at the end of the day, you know that you're going to lead a generation, right? So now somebody's going to try to copy off of your style, but then you feel good because you started that trend. You know what I'm saying? So many people that are unique have the ability to come out after 3 or 4 years with another album like Kanye did, or like Drake can do, or like a J. Cole can do, or a Big Sean. All these artists are just so unique. They have different voices, even Fetty Wap. So look, man, it's not a problem to be unique and different. It's not a problem at all. I mean, difference between arenas or a little, you know, hole in the wall stages. You know what I'm saying? And not to get off the subject, but shout out to Bill Cosby, man, that OG, original double OG, you know, eating all the pudding up while he at home and shit. He is finally free. I feel like that motherfucker came out yelling stage five. And then, you know, they were playing the Cosby music. It was like, I would like to tell you that I was innocent the whole time. You know, so shout out to Cosby, man. I had to put that out there because we were so excited when that motherfucker came out. Motherfucker was 89,000 years old when he came out. He looked dangerous. You know, his eye was a little droopy still. He came out, man. He looked dangerous. He just did, you know, a whole 2 years, you know. No pudding. They probably just had Jell-O. You know, motherfuckers wasn't fucking with Cosby, though. You know what I'm saying? He ran that shit down there. When he came out, he had the walkthrough. Motherfuckers was clapping and celebrating.
He was like, they didn't want to take no drink from him. You know what I'm saying? He was like, you want the drink? They didn't want to take no drinks from him. No, I'm just joking. But yeah, it's cool to see Cosby by the jail. I thought it was bullshit that he got in the first damn place. A lot of people don't know why he went in. People think that he went in for all of the women that came forward and, you know, accused him of all that stuff or whatever that happened 50 years ago. But no, he didn't get convicted of that. He got convicted of one woman in particular that happened in much recent times. I think it happened, you know, the incident took place in the 90s, I believe.
And you know, and it's similar, you know, to drink or whatever, and then you know that and stuff. But yeah, it's good to see him out. I mean, hell, 2 years. You know, saying it wasn't a rape charge. I mean, hell, I think he served enough time any damn way. They probably sentenced him they gave him too long of a damn sentence anyway, you know, if you ask me. But you know, it's cool that he's out or whatever. He's really old. People say that, you know, like I used to say, like, you know, what if they convict Trump, you know, for the things that he did or that he's accused of or whatever. You know, he's accused of more serious, heinous, you know, serious crimes than Cosby, what he got convicted for, I believe. And then obviously, you know, it don't seem like he's going anywhere or whatever. They got a court case or whatever, and they're accusing his family, not him. So it's like they keep freaking avoiding him, which is crazy. So, but and people say, oh, well, you know, he's too old to be convicted. Well, they convicted Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby's older than him. So, you know, I don't want to hear that excuse. So but the stuff that's been going on with hip hop, you know, we've been touching on that of late. I kind of want to get to that situation with DaBaby. And I kind of want to get with that situation with Lil Nas X. You know what I'm saying? This is freedom of mind, y'all. You know, this is what we do. We don't want to offend nobody, but at the same time, we want to keep it real, man. Again, get you a peace of mind. I think there is a lot of confusion with homosexuality. I think there's always been a confusion with it. I think that is something that humanity must figure out. I think that is something that humanity must address. See, we ignore a lot of things. You know, racism is another thing that, you know, the only people who don't seem to ignore it are more minorities, especially more black people don't seem to ignore that issue. But the rest of the world do. They know it's a problem. That, you know, ignoring it and being denial about it is actually the best weapon to use. You know what I'm saying? Just play dumb and act like, you know, it don't exist, or, you know, act like you know you don't play no part of whatever, but knowing that you still benefit from it, knowing that your ass is like that, you just continue to just fake the funk and all that or whatever. And that's what's been working. But see, the problem is that things is just gonna get worse and worse and worse. Like I say, that Capitol riot, the reason behind that was because of racism. So they almost took over this whole damn country because they mad about some damn votes. Okay, they mad because, hell, their president cheated to get in here the first damn time, and then he didn't win the second time. He couldn't do it. He couldn't pull that same bullshit twice. Too many people was paying attention to that shit, so he couldn't do it again, and, you know, he just rightfully lost. And they like a bunch of little sore losers or whatever, so they go on a hissy fit and charge to the Capitol. So, like I say, racism is another issue that humanity must address, and so is homosexuality. And what I mean by that is understanding it more, you know, particularly homosexuality, understanding it more. What the heck is it? I believe that, and it's just my opinion, I believe that it is more harmful to the community, to, you know, than it is, than it's not, especially to the youth. Because it introduces the youth to sexuality, and the youth is not ready for that yet. That homosexuality, that is a practice that should be done by adults and only adults, you know, to whomever decide to live that lifestyle, right? Kids should not, you should not be telling kids about homosexuality, period. And then let's get to, like I say, I say this. I believe that homosexuality is a mental disorder, but it has its stages. Like, from the jump, you know, let's say like in prison, and a man rapes another man. The man, you know, the victim, the man that got raped, to me, that does not necessarily make him a homosexual. But it may lead to that. It may lead to that potentially. And guess what? That man has been traumatized, correct? A lot of that kind of stuff going on in homosexuality, where people get traumatized, especially when they're young. When they're younger, a lot of cats get molested. This goes for males and females. And then that often leads them into homosexuality.
but nobody wants to talk about that kind of stuff. That, my friends, is mental. That is a mental issue that this person is going through, because they got traumatized and it was, and they were struggling to cope with it. Now, granted, they go through a lot of peer pressure. A lot of people who go around saying, oh, ha-ha, you know, saying it's bad being gay or whatever, and they are stuck in that situation. I understand that. But don't ignore how you got to that stage. I would like to interview and talk with some, you know, someone who lives that lifestyle and have a discussion to them about that or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But my whole point behind this, y'all, is I'm just trying to figure things out. And I just want us to be better. I want humanity to be happy. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not putting down anyone who's gay. I'm not. I'm just trying to get an understanding. I want everyone else to get an understanding. And I want us to figure this out together as a human race, as a race. I really do. Too many people are being hurt behind it. It's just not right. But at the same time, I really do believe that at some point, homosexuality is a mental disorder. I really believe that. So having said that, you got Lil Nas X, okay, who was on BET and he had that performance. I know this happened weeks ago or whatever, but again, this is our first episode in a month, so we're kind of catching up. But I think that what he did wasn't decent. I think that it was inappropriate to, you know, as a whole. I don't think that was good television for kids, because a lot of kids watch award shows. A lot of youngsters were watching it. I don't think that was right. I really don't. It wasn't appropriate. And I think that knowing that a lot of youths were watching it, and just knowing people in general were watching it or whatever, you just didn't give a fuck. And you did it anyway or whatever, just to try to prove a point or whatever, just to be seen or you know, promote it. Definitely was promoting it, that behavior, that lifestyle. So, like I said, I have a really big issue with you presenting it to, and bring, you know, presenting it to kids. You know, that's just not cool, man. You know, it just seems like they're kind of, it's like a propaganda, and they're trying to force it upon people. They're trying to force people to accept it. And you always, people always like that, always say, you know, expression and opinions and all that or whatever. Well, you have to respect the way that we express ourselves, you know, that they like to call it heterosexuals or whatever. And you know, so it's the same applies to you, you know, you can't, that's the thing. It seems, almost seems like you want everything to go your way and, you know, accept the way we are and shut the fuck up. It's like, no, it don't work like that. It don't work like that. So, yeah, I think that that is, can be an emerging issue. And then you're like, well, Ray, why would you care about other people and how they live and all that or whatever? Because this shit can be dangerous. It really can, you know. And we got to know the difference between being feminine and being gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, for the fellas, if a young fella is walking around and he act a little bit feminine or whatever, that doesn't necessarily mean that he's gay. And the community has to be responsible for that and understand that, because eventually it may lead him to being that way. Now, granted, if he was already gay, that's one thing, but we don't know that yet. So that's where I'm at with that. Now, with the whole the baby situation, you know, the stuff that he said on stage. First of all, he took a risk. He probably shouldn't have said it. You got a lot of people that are very sensitive. And then you got a lot of people, well, I feel, that are trying to push the propaganda and try to force it upon people to not only accept it, but to try to be that way. You know, so he took a risk of expressing himself, and he could have damaged his career, honestly,
because these people are really trying to take shit over. They're really trying to control perception. They really are. I don't think what he said was that offensive, honestly. But people are going to try to take advantage of that, take advantage of him, and use that to try to not only promote gayness, but try to get rid of him. So I really hope that it doesn't damage his career, and I hope that, you know, things go back to normal for him. I really do. So, you know, but he was, you know, he said something like HIV, and, you know, there's cats, you know, shout out to cats, whatever, who don't have it and who didn't get it. And I guess giving a shout out to people who are responsible. And then at the end, I felt like his DJ was kind of like misguiding it. Like he kind of like misdirected his meaning of it. He was saying his little stuff or whatever, and it kind of knocked it the wrong way. But then the baby says something about, you know, sexual activities or whatever, you know, same sexual activities, and that kind of, you know, that they can use that, so to speak, to, you know, against him. So I hope that he can recover from that. So yeah, I just want to know what's your opinion on that? You know, I was just chiming in on that for a little while. What you got to say about all that?
First of all, I don't give a fuck. I really didn't give a fuck. I just found out really what he said. I mean, to me, he just stating factual opinion. I mean, when you're in the elemental P community, I mean, a lot of times there might be some performances that you may or may not have to perform. It depends on the type of relationship that you in, but of course there's, you know, some oral sex. I think this motherfucker is stating facts. And all he wanted to do was like, look, if you rock it with me, you rock it with me. I don't care if you were part of the LMNOP community, but I mean, just this song maybe wasn't pertaining to them at that time. So he was just like, you know, anybody that perform oral sex right now on another man, I mean, don't put your lighters in the air. I didn't find nothing wrong with that. That's pretty straightforward. Look, this song probably don't pertain to you motherfuckers giving oral sex in the park. You know what I'm saying? The dudes that listen to Lil Nas X, this don't pertain to you. I mean, I got nothing wrong with the LMNOP community, because the problem is the LMNOP community pop up like motherfucking ninjas. They pop up out of nowhere. They were like, what the fuck did he just say to me? Like they get crazy. And Lil Nas X is like they Barack Obama. Like they are entranced. As soon as he came out, he be like, Old Town Road. Like that is basically dick sucking music right then and there. I'm just gonna point that out. I'm just gonna say it. Right? But at the same time, I don't think the babies did nothing wrong. And they shouldn't be hassling him. Like, I find it funny, right, that the LMNOP community can take these slurs and feel so offended about it. But then 300 years ago, we was getting called all type of N-word this and monkey that. 300 years ago. Monkey that. Even now. Uh-huh. We was getting called all type of shit. Gorilla this, monkey that, booty scratcher, all types of shit. We was getting called midnight, all type of motherfucking bullshit. And we, a lot of minority in the Latino and getting called wetbacks, and all the minority groups of America have suffered through these type of racial slurs and stuff. And when you see us revolt and shit, I mean, it hurts us within our feelings. And I think the LMNOP community need to understand a lot of times things are just jokes. See, when you're saying racial slurs, when it goes as far back to race, when I'm talking about minorities, them ain't jokes. When you calling somebody an NGGR, you are literally calling them, you know, what you calling them. And you saying it with aggression. You're not saying it with a joke. I never heard no motherfucker call no motherfucker a NGGR just because of a joke. No, the dude was standing there with a red MAGA hat on and saying NGGR as a motherfucking aggressive tone of voice. So when somebody say, oh, go ahead and suck, you know, Steve's dick or whatever, I mean, that's a joke. You might do it later or you might not. Whatever floats your boat or whatever goes inside your boat. I don't really have nothing to say on that. I really don't have a problem with the community. But at the same time, a lot of things need to be seen with an outer light. A lot of things need to be seen with a different perspective. A lot of things need to be heard more than seen, right? Because we're just seeing things. We're just seeing the facts that may be on stage, but we're not really listening. We're not really listening to the tone of voice. We're not really listening to the way or the manner it was said. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's funny how you could have an uprising with all the rainbow flags and glitter, and, you know, it's like a national tragedy. But then when a dude, you know, has his knee on a brother's head or neck, you know, it's short-lived, or that moment has been forgotten, or when a brother is hanged because apparently he whistled at a white woman. A lot of things is short-lived, or when a brother speaks to nonviolence but still gets called a monkey and sprayed down with a hose. Shout out to the late, great Dr. King. So I think we all need to put things into different perspectives. I mean, it's a new community nowadays. It almost feels like they're trying to push this on us. It's like, no, you do what you do. You have your own personal business. You listen to Justin Bieber and Lil Nas X a little bit more than most folks. But you know what I'm saying? It's okay. Because you know what? I don't have a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? As long as you don't take that shit over here. You know what I'm saying? Don't be calling me your boyfriend. Like, nah, or girlfriend, or whatever the case may be. You could have all the glitter parties, all type of, you know, confetti, whatever you want to do, little whistles, YMCA, whatever you want to do, you know what I'm saying? Have tight tights on, wear whatever you want to wear, you know, but you need to, you know, start taking things with a sense of sensitivity to where you're not really understanding that a lot of things is jokes. And those people are sensitive in making them jokes. And most people, yeah, most people are against the, or what do we call them, homophobes or whatever. Most people are like that, but not all people. And most people are racist. But that light doesn't get shined as much. But you could sit there with a Confederate flag.
Probably include some gay people.
You could sit there with a Confederate flag and wave it so high and bold and proud. But that doesn't get taken as serious as a dude that gets called dick sucker, or a dude, maybe not in that manner, right? Maybe a joke, like, oh, go suck Steve's dick. I know you want to. And then this motherfucker has to stand up like, yes, I always did want to. You know what I'm saying? Like, you put yourself in that equation, you know? Come out the closet, but stop being so closed-minded. You know what I mean? You come out to the world with eyeliner and glitter on your face, singing Old Town Road, with a fucked up fro, red lipstick, and a hoop earring, looking like you should be on the box motherfucking Apple Jacks. But listen, that's you coming out to the world, and everybody should embrace their own selves. But stop being so as closed-minded or sensitive to things that only pertain with jokes. If things are not said in a hurtful manner towards you, then they're not meant to be hurtful, which is bottom line. You ain't gonna castrate this brother just because of certain shit that, and everybody has their beliefs, right? I can't tell a Peckerwood from the sticks or from the Klan that he's supposed to like all races. Of course, he's gonna be the way he is. But that shouldn't reflect on this local white man that might like minority and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, shed some light on dudes that actually, you know, disrespect the LMNOP community. Maybe, you know, that are less sensitive, that are more hateful or more homophobic. Because let me tell you something. A lot of the racist motherfuckers are homophobic as well. So a lot of dudes that, you know, stand together with these dudes, they don't like your ass either. a lot of times racism doesn't just have color. Racism could be towards a person or a group of people, a race of people. That's the whole point of racism, to be discriminant towards a group of people, right? A group of people can go down from religion. You could be racist towards Muslims. You could be racist towards people of different backgrounds,
Jews.
You could be racist towards motherfuckers that believe in whatever they believe in, right? So racism goes down a lot of ways. It's a whole tree out there. So if you're in the closet or you're, you know, part of the community and you sit next to a man that might call a Latino a wetback or beans and rice eater, you know what I'm saying? He might, at the end of the day, call you a dick sucker. You just might not know it, because people that have this type of hatred or feel that their lineage goes all the way down to the white blood of this American field, which motherfuckers didn't realize that there was these brown motherfuckers around here with TP for underwear and tiki huts called Native Americans. And they called Joe White ass the pale face. So all this white lineage and I'm so American and my bloodline runs American. Motherfucker, you are a long resident. That's all it is. Because your king was in Great Britain way back when. I'm gonna tell you, all this, my bloodline is America. Like all this country music shit. Like, listen, Native Americans had this shit before y'all. And they were a little bit darker than y'all too. Their bloodline runs America. Them motherfuckers was here with water buffaloes, you know, shooting bows and arrows when your pale faces came. They were scared. They thought your motherfuckers had a cold all day because you was just light than a motherfucker. You were light as ghosts. All the colonists that came over, the Native Americans, they was never in a disagreement with y'all being here. They was just afraid. They thought y'all were vampires. How light-skinned y'all were and how white you were with all that powder and wigs. That's the only reason why they was afraid. They was like, these motherfuckers is on another planet. Why they skin color is different? Like, they are light than a mother. These motherfuckers are light as the underwear I wear right now. Like, this shit is crazy. That's the only reason why they was afraid. You know? They're like, damn, we gonna put red warrior paint on them or something. Like, these motherfuckers is crazy. But, yeah, getting back to it, man. Shout out to the baby. I mean, I don't really pick up on his music as much. I mean, I listen to a few of his tracks, but like I said, man, like, we shouldn't castrate people just for some shit that they say that might not even be meant to be taken in that way. This shit is ridiculous. And then now everybody wants to jump on it. Oh, he said this. He said that. I just saw the video. I don't think it was that much of a problem. Now, if he said that all gays are like the worst of worst people or blood suckers, or I mean, they are doing some sucking, but I mean, you know, he said it in a joking way. I can't help myself, you know? So, man, shout out to the baby, man. Keep your head up about that. It don't really, listen, we all need to get along, but at the end of the day, there's always going to be some tension because we are all different from each other. We all like different things. If you're a man that likes a man, shit, that's your preference. You know what I'm saying? Go back to Sodom and Gomorrah and reread that book, see what the fuck happened over there and how that shit unfolded. But hey, ancient Romans used to, you know, that shit was open back then. That shit was open. That shit was open with Julius Caesar and shit. Julius Caesar, like, you don't understand, when they took the slaves and some of the male slaves and shit, they were sex slaves. You know what I'm saying? They openly kissed each other like Wayne and Baby did. They openly kissed each other. It's the same shit. This was tradition after tradition. So I got nothing against that shit. You know what I'm saying? Be who you be. Like who you like. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, that's your lifestyle. Nobody gonna tell you different. And then if you go to the other side and you realize that, you know, you took enough dicks, you know, I mean, you can switch yourself. You know, the only thing that I have a problem with is motherfuckers say it's not a choice, that they was born this way. And I'm not going to get into that because that's going to cause a whole lot. They gonna come in with rainbow snipers and shit. It's gonna be crazy. I shit gonna be posted up with the baby and shit. Like, it's gonna be some crazy shit. But at the same time, I think that shit is bullshit. Okay? Because how is a motherfucker gonna be born gay? You mean to tell me if Jesus started liking Israel and all that other shit, and he liked boys and shit, you think that motherfucker was born gay? You think that motherfucker came out the womb going, hey? No, I don't think so. I don't think motherfuckers is born gay. I think it's a choice. You think all women want to shave their heads and act like men, the most that are dykes? No, I think it's their choice to think they have a dick. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's their choice. I was not born that way. You're not going to come out the womb and be like, mom, I want my head shaved. You know what I'm saying? And you come off, and you come off looking like Young M.A. I mean, come on. That's a choice. That's your lifestyle. If you wear boxers and briefs and not Victoria panties, that's your lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? You still got a vagiche at the end of the day.
She do.
You know, you still...
Rumors that she got pregnant, but...
Oh, motherfuckers will fuck Young M.A. I will. But at the same time, I would. But at the same time, I really don't have a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever your personal preference is, don't matter, because you might like dick or you might like vagina. Let me actually clarify this to most women that say they don't need a man that be lesbian or dyking it or whatever the case may be. Y'all use strap-on or whatever the case. Like, you realize that that's still a dick. I'm just going to point that out. It may be a clay dick, but it's still a dick. It might not come with stink or all that other shit that dick really come with. And you might not have to peel the banana back, but a banana is still a banana at the end of the day. So fuck all that bullshit that you don't need dick, because technically you still need dick. Just saying. Point that out there.
You want a kid, you want real dick.
And you want a kid, you want to go to all the type of sperm donors and shit and get injected. Bitch, sit back and take a dick real quick. And that's all you need to do, because...
Especially if you can't afford it.
Because
right?
A sundae, let me tell you something, a ice cream sundae ain't as delicious without the banana and strawberries. Okay? Let me tell you, and the cherry on top, yeah, you better dig twice, okay? You better dig twice.
And not just that, just be a manhandler.
And
women love that shit.
Yeah.
Women love being little manhandler.
And the little man that be around the world and shit, I call them little man girls and shit. Like, they just want to be, you know, they want to be assertive with dudes. Like, nah, bitch, you get punched out the same. You better take your equal ass up and handle some shit. Like, if I get into a fight at the bar and shit, and you sitting there with the shaved undercut, bitch, you better get up and fight with me. You better take these blades with me. Nah, you want to be a man too. Get your ass up and handle this shit.
You a man, right? You wear boxer briefs and all that?
Yeah, you a man, get in the boxing ring. You know what I'm saying? Come on. And at the same time, with dudes too, like, I knew a lot of gay dudes that was strong and masculine. So not all gay people act like that at the same time. That's why things are taken as jokes, and they should be taken as jokes, because the community should understand there was dudes that I didn't even know was gay. They was as alpha as possible. Like, you would never know that they were going home to a Henry. You were like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, you would never know. Because a dude caught it in the conversation one time. I was like, yeah, so, you know, boom, boom, bat, this and that, the dirt. We were talking about females and shit. I was like, yeah, so you got a girl over there? He's like, nah, man, my dude is coming home from work late. I said, wait a minute, what? I said, oh, slow down. I said, hold on, slow down. What? You say, yo, dude, what the fuck is going on here? Because you would have never known. Because we were talking. And he was like, yeah, man, but, you know, at the same time, me and Mike, you know, we are together and everything. I'm like, what? I'm like, man, son, you better back up with that shit, B. I said, I didn't know. You know, y'all motherfuckers got to get a sign, a glitter sign on y'all shit, like, you know, a rainbow clothing. I gotta think of something to get y'all some flags out there. But at the end of the day, we love everybody out here. The Freedom of Mind podcast, this is not a PDA or none of that shit, but this is a public announcement. Like, everybody needs to leave the baby alone, because y'all know good well in hell y'all were looking at this motherfucker on stage without his shirt off and chains, okay? And he was not, he was just joking. That's all he was doing. That's all I'm gonna say on that. What you got to say?
Well, you know, to chime in, you know, like, you know, just a little bit of what I was saying, you know, like, I think this situation, Like I say, you know, racism has never really been addressed. People deny and ignore it and downplay it. like I said, that's been working. That's been working for hundreds of years. You know what I'm saying? And then people, I'm not comparing racism and homosexuality. I'm not doing that in any stretch. But one thing they do have in common is that they're both issues. Or I would say it's an issue. People may not see homosexuality as an issue, but you know, I do, but that's my opinion. But both situations haven't been addressed. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of being ignored. And I think you know, with homosexuality, I think that it's like I said earlier, it's a mental issue, it's a mental disorder. And it has stages, you know, and then I'm saying like, I hate the fact that, you know, the youth, you know, kids are being introduced to, that lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? And, I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's right. I think that, things need to be handled in that way. You know, like I said, in history and, you know, United States or whatever, up until like the late 70s, I believe, sometime in the 70s, you know, up until that point in the medical field, it was considered a mental disorder, homosexuality, and then they didn't consider it anymore. But, you know, honestly, I do, you know. And then I think that a lot of the people who are gay, a lot of them, and I've known people who have went through this, but they went through traumatic experiences where they've been molested, raped, sexually harassed. You know, when they were younger, especially when they were younger, or let's like I said, a situation where, like in a prison, when a guy gets raped by another guy, you know, that could potentially turn him gay. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but people don't want to talk about these things. People don't want to talk about these situations of stuff that people go through, and it messes their head up and they struggle with it. You know, so nobody wants to talk about that or whatever. Those are the real true issues that people go through. That's mental stuff right there. And like I said, it needs to be properly addressed. And then also, we got to understand what it means to be, you know, like people assume that guys who act feminine are automatically gay. And then people assume that women or females who act masculine are automatically gay. So it's like, you know, especially when they're kids, you know what I'm saying? And you see a boy and he act a little feminine, and then everybody's going around saying, oh, you gay, or you going to be gay, you know, that's whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, pressuring this boy, you know what I'm saying? That this boy hasn't made a decision on that yet, because homosexuality is a form of sexuality. You know what I'm saying? That's what it truly, really is. So that's adult shit right there. So that's my take on it or whatever, you know, and it just needs to be more properly addressed. And a lot of people may not agree with me, you know what I'm saying? Especially probably people in the LBQ. I'm sorry, I don't know that acronym or whatever, but LMNOP, you know, community. But hey, you know, but a lot of you probably have been through a lot of traumatic situations, especially when you were younger. I'm just keep it real with yourself. Stop trying to force things on people. You know what I'm saying? It's not even right. You're trying to manipulate your way through it, and that's not the organic way. It's not. It's not going to help you, and it's not going to help the world. It's not. So that's my take on that, or whatever. You know. And hey, y'all, this is Freedom of Mind, and you know, we encourage everybody to speak their minds, because we damn sure going to speak ours.